SF Youth Community Radio Broadcasting Live from Burnaby City.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
And welcome. This is Reverend Billy here at Earth Riot Radio at the Church of Stop Shopping here in New York. Today, our theme is one way that people can change society for the better, and that is by taking on the biggest, most established institutions. We have Daryl Hannah taking on the idea of being a Hollywood star. We have Neil Young taking on the idea of being a rock star, changing of that rock concert by arranging for Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping to open for him on his coming tour. We have Sinead O'Connor taking on the Roman Catholic Church in Ireland. We have, and the British Empire, no less. We have Colin Kaepernick kneeling in the great gladiational orgy of the National Football League. So we have the idea of changing central, established, highly profitable institutions, and in that violation, inspiring activists to rise to the occasion in ways that you can. I'm talking to you here. You are the activists. We have some of our traditional people, of course. Savitri D, News from the Natural World, Jason Candler, our editor. And we have our sounds come to us from the earth. Cicadas and lightning crashes and so forth. Thank you for being with us today. We leave tomorrow on our tour of 16 amphitheaters and stadiums, and we just invite you to see if we're coming to a city near you. Maybe we'll meet some of you. We'll be going out across the country in our two tour buses. We're so honored to do it. The name of the tour, Love Earth. Oh, maybe you can switch it around. Earth Love, Love Earth, Earth Love, Love Earth. Somebody give hallelujah.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize the country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that know, this country stands for liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. It's something that I've seen, I've felt, wasn't quite sure how to deal with originally. And it is something that's evolved. It's something, as I've gained more knowledge about, you know, what's going on in this country in the past, what's going on currently. These aren't new situations. This isn't new ground. It's things that have gone on in this country for years and years and have never been addressed, and they need to be.
Will you continue to sit?
Yes, I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand. There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standards.
Is our government. Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors, and we get no response. Then we return to the earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist. Earth speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing earth. What Earth knows is almost entirely known to us. The unknowable Earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to bend it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
We just basically need to get off fossil fuels. It's not just about the pipeline. It's about fracking. California, they're going to start fracking the fault line. Not a good idea. It's about, you know, mountaintop removal, all of these things. So the message is we need to get off fossil fuels. We know how to create energy and power and fuel other ways. And that's what we mean, because we're killing ourselves and every other living thing at the same time,
yes.
You know?
There's a very important message as far as becoming vegan. Why is veganism important as far as energy use for those people who don't know?
Well, especially the way that agriculture is done today. You know, we have these industrial farms, and they are not only inhumane to the creatures, but they also, because the way that they also keep these creatures and feed these creatures with things that they wouldn't normally eat and treat them, they're producing massive amounts of pollution and methane into our atmosphere, which is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon. So it's actually one of the most dangerous things in terms of exacerbating the climate crisis.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. In New Zealand, a recent analysis of footage from cameras mounted on commercial fishing vessels has unveiled substantial underreporting of ocean wildlife deaths. shedding light on the true impact of industrial fishing practices. Since the high-definition cameras were introduced last year, there has been a nearly sevenfold increase in the number of dolphins reported caught in nets. Albatross interactions were up by 3.5 times what was previously reported. Interactions is a catch-all term to include accidental capture or hooking of a bird when it dives for bait, hitting a line, or even landing on deck to snatch offal or bait. The data also showed an astonishing 40% rise in the volume of reported discards. That's unwanted fish thrown overboard because it is undersized or not valuable. Most to the sea don't survive. The cameras revealed that between January and March, 6 Hector's dolphins and 1 yellow-eyed penguin were snared in nets off Timaru and Banks Peninsula. 1 bottom trawler caught 2 of the dolphin in 1 haul. Another killed 9 birds in 1 go, 8 sooty shearwater and a fovo shag. A purse seine vessel, which usually targets tuna or mackerel, captured 6 spine-tailed devil rays, of which only 2 survived. Plastic creation generated 2.24 gigatons of planet heating pollution in 2019, or as much as 600 coal-fired power plants. That year, it accounted for 5% of all global carbon emissions, 12% of the world's oil demand, and 8.5% of gas demand. Those numbers are expected to increase dramatically because the plastic industry is on an exponential growth trajectory, with production expected to double or even triple by 2050. If production increases by 4% every year, doubling within a quarter of a century, planet warming emissions could hit 6.78 gigatons by 2050, equal to the emissions of more than 1,700 coal plants. Tesla announced job cuts for more than 10% of its workforce due to reduced demand for its electric vehicles and increased competition. The company has also seen high-profile departures in management. There is a global slowdown in electric vehicle market growth, with Tesla facing strong competition from cheaper models and new entries from traditional automakers. Astronomers have identified the most massive stellar hole yet discovered in the Milky Way galaxy. This black hole was spotted in data from the European Space Agency's Gaia mission because it imposes an odd motion on the companion star orbiting it. Data from the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope and other ground-based observatories were used to verify the mass of the black hole, putting it at an impressive 33 times that of the Sun. Stellar black holes are formed from the collapse of massive stars, and the ones previously identified are on average about 10 times as massive as the Sun. Even the next most massive stellar black hole known in our galaxy, Cygnus, only reaches 21 solar masses. New 30 solar mass observation, exceptional. Remarkably, this black hole is also extremely close to us, at a mere 2,000 light-years away, in the constellation Aquila. It is the second closest known black hole to Earth, dubbed Gaia BH3. Mountain chickadees, half-ounce birds with brains slightly larger than a pea, stash tens of thousands of food items, like seeds, in tree bark, under dead leaves, and inside pine cones across the mountains. When winter arrives, they can recall the exact locations of their caches, a skill that helps them survive the bitter cold and deep snow. In a new study published in Current Biology, we identify nearly 100 genes associated with the bird's spatial memory, or ability to recall the locations of objects. The paper suggests a potential trade-off may exist between having a solid, long-term memory and being able to ditch old memories to form new ones quickly. Chickadees that have exceptional spatial memory can live up to 9 years, which is a very long time for a small bird, but the study suggests that having good long-term memory may come at a price. For example, if there is a snowstorm, these birds may keep trying to visit caches that have been buried in the snow, rather than forgetting them and looking for other New Mexico's rivers, which include the Rio Grande, the Gila, the San Juan, and Pecos, are America's most threatened waterways, according to a new report. This is largely due to a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision that left more than 90% of the state's surface waters without federal protections from industrial pollution. Virtually all the rivers in New Mexico are losing clean water protections. With private investors poised to profit from water scarcity, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Ro Khanna are pursuing a bill to prohibit the trading of water as a commodity. Water trading allows investors, including hedge funds, farmers, and municipalities, to trade water and water rights as a commodity, similar to oil or gold, limited to California, where the world's first water futures market was launched. So far, the market hasn't taken off, dampened by the reality that the physical trade of water has been limited. After a couple of wet years in California, the price of water futures has also plummeted. And now the sounds of extinction. Jones gecko is an arboreal lizard who live in the Seychelles Islands. The species is intricately linked to the sea coconut, also known as coco de mer or double coconut, which is also an endangered species. The geckos can grow to almost 30 centimeters long, the world's fourth largest gecko. They have baggy, wrinkled, shimmery skin, upturned mouths, and very large suction feet. These geckos are vulnerable on land but thrive in the continuous canopy of the coco de mer. They inhabit an area no more than about 4 square kilometers. Degradation of this habitat by invasive species or poaching of coco de mer nuts poses a long-term threat to the species. Additional threats include fire, habitat degradation, fragmentation, and climate change. The invasion of yellow crazy ants into the Valle de Mai represents a major ongoing threat to population. And in the last 10 years, the ants have spread to encompass the gecko's entire habitat. The international wildlife trade also poses a significant threat to the geckos. The giant bronze gecko has had a 10 million year evolutionary lineage. It is thought there are roughly 3,500 remaining on Earth.
You're right here, nearby somewhere. I can feel you. We just got some. take that journey, you and me. Take that time. Get the map. Got the map? Oh, it's inside us. We forgot that. Now we remember. The Earth gave us the map. Thank you, Earth. Yeah. We'll be singing beautiful Earth until you guided us, and now we promise you we'll shout.
Him. We needed the American Indian movement. At a very challenging time in our recent history, they knocked the doors down, forced the oppressor to acknowledge us, and they tried to make them live up to these international compacts. Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution validates them as the supreme law of the land. During the leadership trials in 1974, with Russell and Dennis Banks, represented by a whole host of America's top legal brains, led by the late William Kunstler, they brought these international documents to the forefront. They paved the way for the next seven generations. And here we are at the cusp again of making decisions that will affect the next seven generations. I come from a beautiful, ancient culture that recognizes and celebrates all of life. It's a very simple, humble equation. We all came down with instructions. The two-legged, the four-legged, the water, the winged, and those that live within our grandmother, the earth. We have our relatives, the green things that nourish our bodies, offer us the medicines to maintain these vehicles. The mineral kingdom that offers us their properties to sustain our life and our well-being. All of our relatives are still adhering to those instructions the Creator gave them, except for human.
Beautiful Earth. Beautiful Earth. We call out to you, to give us the map and help us get up off our ass and start walking and tearing down the walls and ripping up the roads. All the prejudices and the fears that keep us from doing the right thing, and let us hack our way to the edge of town, to the edge of the city, out of the buildings, out of the false histories, out into the edge of town where we can partner with the people who are just arriving, the people who have fled our violence. Let's just go together and keep walking through the poisonous fields full of our toxins that we use to fool and find a way to con creation and get the earth to give us the fruits of its labors that we never deserved. And then when agriculture back and let the earth have it again, may we keep journeying. Give us the map up the sides of the wildfires in the mountains, through the droughts, and through the silence of extinction, through all the death that we've created. Bring us back to the rich evolution where life makes itself, back to where we can evolve ourselves. Because when we get to the top of that mountain and look down on the other side, may we come into the valley and discover ourselves again. Find you and me. Find our best dreams, our best angels, and reacquaint ourselves with what we could have done. And what we could have done becomes actual life and love, because we loved the earth. We loved the earth and ourselves. We loved who we always could be. Bring us back. It's a return. The long journey, the quick journey to loving ourselves, loving the earth.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.